to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz, and we're talking about mending a broken heart again today. I said that lots of people go through pain, and I think it's an important thing to sometimes reflect on the true meaning of life, because when we're hurting, when we have a broken heart, God is close to us. It's also an opportunity to learn empathy towards other people. You really can't do all of those things if you try to ignore the pain. So I'm suggesting seek God as your healer. Just like you tell your doctor what's wrong, tell God how much you've been wounded and that you do need healing, you need his touch. And I promise you that God will hear the cries of the brokenhearted, because we're talking about God the Father. He wants to reach down and take your hand and then to walk you through that pain. Now, that could take a long time. It could take weeks, could take years, maybe a lifetime to close the wounds of your heart. God will spend as much time and as many years as is necessary to help you. And he wants to apply the ointment, if you like, of the Holy Spirit to your heart until you're healed. Now, I know this is true because many people have experienced it. For example, King David, he actually had this rather unique way of saying it in Psalm 56. You number my wanderings, you put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? It's a really lovely phrase there. God was so aware of David that he even collected his tears. So I think in the same way that God is involved in our pain, our joys, the accomplishments we have, and in our failures. When Hezekiah was stricken with sickness, he poured out his heart to God, and God heard him. We're told in the Bible, God was moved with compassion. Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I've heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will heal you. That's in 2 Kings chapter 20. So God actually saw Hezekiah's tears. So it's true that God can be close to us when the pain is really great. So that's why many people love Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. There's another verse that I like too, Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. It's a good verse to try and learn off by heart. Because broken heart experiences are very painful, even after some time the event, you know, has passed. There can still, something can trigger that, remind you. It might be what someone says, or as simple as hearing some music on a radio, or something that reminds you of the pain. So whilst lots of people say time is the best healer, I'm afraid that's not always true. It's what we do with that time that I think is the best healer. I once met a woman who actually had put her life on hold for 14 years after a very painful divorce, and after 14 years it was still hurting her. So I think we need to find the courage to try and love ourselves and get life back together again. You've got to learn to cope with things when there's anger or rejection, sadness and bitterness. And if you don't learn to control those things, they'll end up controlling you. There's a couple of things too I want to say, that we need to acknowledge that the heart is broken. You can't change what you can't admit. And I'm talking about that word denial. People talk about that. It's an unwillingness to face the truth. Denial actually doesn't make that problem go away. It can lead to an irrational thought. It can also, it's important to have some time to grieve. It was the late Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the world-renowned psychiatrist, who back in 1969 spoke about the five stages of grief. And it was such an inspiring statement, where she said there were five things that happen when we lose something or something terrible happens. There's denial. This can't be happening to me. Then there's anger. We say, well, I'm going to blame somebody. Bargaining. Well, maybe if I can make this happen, and God, if you'll do that, I'll do something. Depression. I'm too sad to do anything. And then she said there's acceptance. Finally, I'm at peace as to what is going to happen or what has happened. They're the five stages of grieving. It's really well worthwhile thinking about denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Well, Lord, thank you. You know we're human, and you know, Lord, that often we need the healing in our hearts. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.